My name is April Lindley. I am 18 years old. Today is Tuesday, November 13th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Pam Lindley, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Huntington, West Virginia. All right. How did you get into your line of work?
Well, when I first started college, my original major, because I was good with numbers, was banking and finance. And I had been talking to a gentleman who used to work at Chase Bank, and he told me if I went into accounting that it would not limit my scope of field of being able to work to just banking and finance. Accounting would incorporate a bunch of different things, and so that's what I did.
What do you like about your job?
I think the thing I like about most is I like to make things balance, and if it doesn't balance, then I find out why it doesn't balance. So it's kind of like a puzzle piece.
Right.
So I spend a lot of time, I don't spend a lot of time, but I enjoy spending the time trying to figure out what to make it right.
What training did you have to go through to get this job?
Well, just various jobs that I've worked through my life. I mean, I did an internship at a credit union, and then I worked for a law firm doing finance, and a couple other organizations doing accounting inventory and stuff. And once I started keeping books for various companies, I just created my own business, and that's what I do for a living.
What aspects of your job do you find challenging, and why?
Probably the aspect that I find most challenging right now is time management. Just as a business owner and having 22 plus companies that I keep the books for, I find myself just trying to make sure that I don't drop the ball somewhere and make sure that I get everything done for each client.
What is the biggest challenge that you have faced?
The biggest challenge I probably face is just because I just mainly do bookkeeping and I'm not into taxes and stuff like that, is when clients question me about tax advantages or disadvantages or just anything like that. So I have to refer to CPA friends or their CPA that they have to try and find the answer for them.
What skills are most important in your line of work?
Skills that were most important in this line of work are definitely organization, time management, patience, and problem solving.
If you could go back, and would you choose the same or a different career path? Why or why not?
If I had to go back, I think I would choose the same career path, because I love what I get to do every day. I don't look at it as a job. I get to come in and do what I enjoy doing. So that's the perfect thing in life.
Okay, so our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work?
Critical thinking in this line of work would just, just understanding, it's pretty black and white as far as accounting comes to mind, but critical thinking is, you know, just making sure that it's meeting, tax obligations and making sure everything's just legal. Just legal.
Okay. And is there anything else you would like to share?
I think it's important to share that whatever you choose to do in life as a profession, make sure it's something that you enjoy, because it's what you're going to be spending the rest of your life doing. So why would you want to live a miserable life?
Right.
Find a profession of something that you really enjoy doing and that you find challenging and fun.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Are you sure you're going to eat a